You're listening to SBS News.
It's an invitation and an education, and when Brendan Kieran performs a welcome to country, it's also an acknowledgement of an unjust past.
I mean, my mother, she was 5 years of age when they literally grabbed her from her mother's arms. And from there, they spent 2 weeks in a jail cell, and then they were all shipped to Cootamundra Girls' Home.
And that story is strikingly similar to his own. As a proud Marawara Barkindji man, he weaves his own experience into his ceremonies.
I feel it appropriate when you're being welcomed by somebody, you need to know a little bit about who they are. So I was born at Crown Street Women's Hospital at Surry Hills in 1971. And I was taken away from my mother in that hospital. I never saw her again.
January the 26th is seen as a day of mourning for many First Nations people, and local leaders want the impact of Captain Cook's landing to be properly considered. Delivering a welcome to country in front of Sydney's Opera House Sales, Yvonne Weldon, who chairs the Metropolitan Local Land Council, says the location is significant.
This is ground zero for impact of colonisation. So for me, the way that I practice welcome to country is always giving honour to those elders that have gone before us.
For Ngawi Carolyn Briggs, her ceremonies in Melbourne are intended to remind non-Indigenous Australians of the country's pre-colonial history.
Understanding that we still exist, we're still here, always was, always will be, and we needed to get that reflected out to the broader community.
Robbed of his connection to country as a child, Brendan Kieran wants to share the story of his search for identity.
One of the things with Stolen Generation people is we're trying to find where we belong. It's more or less sitting on the outside of the fire, the ring of circle, while you've got your mob in the middle, and then slowly, you know, making that connection.
He hopes his welcome to country can help ensure errors of the past are not forgotten. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.